The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, it's been hard to avoid property again this week, with the housing crisis remaining at the centre of the news agenda. There's been a lot of conversations on social media about how impossible it is for younger people and middle-income earners to buy a home. For many, it seems like an unrealistic pipe dream. It seems our next guest is onto something with her Instagram account, Cheap Irish Houses. Her followers have jumped from 300 to over 20,000 in the space of a few weeks. Maggie Malloy joins me now. Maggie, you're very welcome to the programme. Cheap Irish Houses, what kind of houses are on the Instagram account there? What's a cheap Irish house?
I suppose anything under 100,000 is the limit I set, but it can be anything. It can be old houses.
Are they falling down?
Not all of them, no.
Are some of them falling down?
Some of them are nearly down, yeah. So we try to get them with roofs. That helps, you know, so people don't get totally scared. But yeah, they can be anything from completely done up houses, little cottages that have been completely modernised, to larger houses that are like don't even have wiring.
And are there many out there? I mean, I know if you drive around the country, you will see houses in various states of decay. Some of them look like, at one time, you'd often think that must have been a lovely old, beautiful old cottage or whatever. But the truth is that many young couples don't want to live in those kinds of houses anymore anyway.
Yeah, but I think...
they want a bit of underfloor heating and all that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you buy your house for €30,000, you have maybe €70,000 or €80,000 to put anything you want into it. And that's still not a very high mortgage. It's only, what, €110,000. It's not a big payment by any stretch.
And you're originally from Wexford.
Yes.
And you were looking for a house in Wexford.
I was, yes.
And you ended up in Tipperary.
I was, yeah. I had to move out county by county. So I started in Wexford and Wicklow, because I'm from North Wexford. And back in the boom when I purchased, you just couldn't
just too
buy
expensive
anything. So like sites were over 150,000, you
so,
know.
So what did you buy then?
I bought a large 3-bedroom farmhouse in Tipperary, and it's on just off the main Thurles to Limerick Road. And it has an acre of land, it has a stream, it has a barn, it has 10 outbuildings, everything.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid 80,000.
80,000.
Yeah, so even compared to what I have now, that's actually quite high.
And then you had to do it up,
yeah,
did you?
Of course.
Because you'd lived in it straight away, or was it in a...
No, well, it didn't have a front door.
Oh,
it
right.
didn't have windows. And it had a good roof, and it had a good, like, the bones of the house were
and
very,
then how much
very
did you
good.
Spent on it then?
I think I've only spent maybe 25,000 in total. Like, I haven't spent a huge... I didn't have a huge amount. You know, I was approved for a mortgage for...
You got a door first, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my dad's a carpenter, so that helps a little bit, you know. He put my door on for me and my windows, but, like... It just, you just pay for it as you can. You're like any young person out there now. You pay for stuff when you can afford it, you know?
And with Cheap Irish Houses and the Instagram account, where did you get the idea from?
Well, a lot of people comment to me that they just can't believe how much I spent on my house. They can't believe how little I spent on it. They can't believe my mortgage payment's €220 a month. Like, and they're going, but your house is huge. And I kind of thought, people just don't know that these houses are out there. And they are there. They're just not promoted very well, because I suppose they're... estate agents work on commission, so like they're not getting a huge commission on these little houses, so they're never
they may
pushed
not get
to the
prominence.
Yeah, they don't get the prominence that the bigger places get, and that's fine, that makes sense, like it's a business.
Have you know? Figured out how to make money out of this yourself?
Kind of. Yeah, so we have, I was putting up one a day, one property a day on Instagram, but I was looking through hundreds a week, like hundreds, and people would go, are you only finding one? Is this the one property a day you're only finding in Ireland? And I was saying, no, there's loads more, you just need to look. So I kind of thought, right, if I'm looking in the evenings, if I'm someone buying a house in Dublin and I'm looking for properties and someone else down the road is also on Daft looking for properties or myhome.ie, I thought if one person did the looking, and everyone just looked at the results at the end of it, wouldn't that save everyone loads of time? Because people are spending their evenings after work trawling through websites.
And are there many houses like this, let's say, around you in Tipperary, where you live? Do you go around looking at
them? It's crazy. Well, I mean, even just living in the community, I'd say within 3 or 4 square miles of my house, there's probably 20 derelict houses. Now, they're not for sale, but they're just farmhouses, the same as mine, where the lane I live on had probably 8 farmhouses on it, and maybe 2 or 3 of them are lived in now, and the rest of them are just gradually going into disrepair, you know. And I know they're not for sale, but there's loads of them for sale as well. It's just people don't see them.
You may find you've loads of new neighbours now after this if people start checking out these cheap houses.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Temporary. Maggie Malloy, Cheap Irish Houses, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.